Soon after Richard Nixon's helicopter took off from the South Lawn of the White House, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office in the same East Room where Nixon had spoken. Now he faced a country shaken by the squalor of Watergate. At first, he was worried that the line for which he is best remembered was too tough on Nixon. Wisely, he left it in and spoke of our long national nightmare.
This is an hour of history that troubles our minds and hurts our hearts. Therefore, I feel it is my first duty to make an unprecedented compact with my countrymen. Not an inaugural address, not a fireside chat, not a campaign speech. Just a little straight talk among friends, and I intended to be the first of many. I am acutely aware that you have not elected me as your president by your ballots. So I ask you to confirm me as your president with your prayers. In all my public and private acts as your president, I expect to follow my instincts of openness and candor with full confidence that honesty is always the best policy in the end. My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over. Our Constitution works. Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule.